Welcome to Eagles United Ministries, where we are breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. This is Pastor Jay and Evangelist Hill. We are about to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. If you want to call into our live show, call in at 347-826-9424. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're everywhere. All you got to do is Google My Gospel Soul Radio, and you'll find us. We want to make sure we're always sharing a word that will inspire and encourage your spirit. Now, let's get into the show.
I'm talking about the angle you just did with the
mouth and click on the song over here. Scroll down. Scroll on down. Don't be serious. Scroll. Right there. Stay up one. Over to the arrow.
Right there?
Yeah.
Oh, what a long day today. It feels like I need a break. I've been stressing in my job, stressing in my home, stressing everywhere I go. When the seas and billows roll, and I don't know where to go, I need to ask the question, what did my Jesus do? If Jesus is resting in the storm, there's no need to cry. My stressing's over.
God gave me a big rib cage. Amen.
Amen.
So we just thank God for being here with you today. I'm a little winded because I was doing some stuff to get us set up. Now I'm winded. But we're going to be,
Amen.
You know, to God be the glory for the great things that he has done. We are so excited to be gathered here with you today. We are here to share the gospel, get our praise on. You know, and just show God, amen,
yeah,
that we
sure.
love him, praise God. We love his people, praise God. We love what he is doing, not just with us, praise God, but with all the saints of God, all his children that he has, praise God. Amen. If you know like I know, praise God, even though a pandemic has hit our nation, praise God, has hit this world, praise God, God is still God. Amen.
Yes, he is.
Praise God. We got a good word coming for you today. Praise God. Amen. And I know my husband God has a wonderful scripture he's going to share.
Yes.
Amen. And it's going to, listen, when I say going to be a blessing, it's going to be a blessing. But y'all know how I like to do. I like to get it started. Praise God. Amen. With some good praise. This first song that we're going to play, praise God, is by Bishop Sales. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel like going on right here, praise God, at Eagles United Ministry.
Yeah. I want to give God some hand praise in here. Listen, are we doing all right? We're doing all right, Houston? Are we doing all right? Amen. Most of all, we thank God, and we thank God for you. Amen. Now, I want you to stand to your feet and welcome. Help me welcome my good friend that's going to come and sing with us. Listen. I thank God for him. Listen, I thank God for him. Ain't no sense of trying to use no dignified words. I thank God for this man of God. Come on, put your hand together for Brother Andre, Minister Andre Tate. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
I got
feel good to be singing with you, Doc. Come on, it's all right to put the hand here. Come on.
Welcome back to Eagles United Ministries.
Y'all forgive us.
I just
we have just found some and heard some devastating news.
I just want to take some time out right now to just all, you know, to God be the glory. Amen.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
But I just got a message that one of my good friends has passed away.
Praise God.
And I'm not talking about somebody that's in another state or somebody that I know in, you know, just by acquaintance, but I'm talking about a good friend, somebody I hugged on and loved on, and through the tough times of my life, she was there, praise God, and I'm just, I know that God has her now. She did go through a lot of suffering. It's just, Lord have mercy. I want to just hold her up and dedicate
Amen.
This service to her this morning.
Yes, yes, yes.
My God.
I want to I want to get into some scripture this morning. But first thing I want to do is thank God for his mercy of transformation. Not only here on earth, but his transformation into heaven when we pass on. I want to thank God for his tenderness and his mercy throughout both of those. And if anybody knows me, they know I am truly a testimony to transformation here on earth. What I want to talk about is adversity and hard times this morning. I want to come from the scripture of Isaiah 41 and 13, where God tells us, "For I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." I want to just say thank you, God, for being who you are. And this scripture right here really encourages me throughout my life experiences, because I have had some tough times, and I know that God had my right hand and walked me through those tough times and led me to better days. And I'm here to testify about better days, because today is a better day. You know, we have an opportunity to sit here and praise God and worship one more time. You know, a lot of folks didn't have that opportunity this morning, and I just want to thank God that I do. And I want him to know that I will constantly have his praises in my mouth as long as I'm able. Amen. So thank God for the scripture. Thank God for the hearers and the doers of his word. And we just want to thank God for this service one more time. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to dive right on into the word, because I need
Amen.
To go
Amen.
And see
Amen.
Some people. Amen.
Right.
I was sitting on my couch last night, and God, he gave me a word. He said, "I want you to go over to Acts 12."
Mm, okay.
And so we're going to be in Acts 12 today, praise God, amen. And I want you to understand, praise God, amen, that this word today, praise God, is not for the person you know. This word is for you, amen. Hallelujah. A lot of times, praise God, we like to shrug off different sermons and say, "I know somebody that needs to hear it." But today I want you to hear what God is saying to you. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to understand, praise God, that God, amen, hallelujah, has a special, he means for us to walk in freedom. Amen. He means for us, praise God, to understand that that is what he's about. Amen. And no matter what type of situation you in, he is able. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to give a first and foremost, I want to pray before we get into this word today. Praise God. Amen. Because I'm going to need them prayers today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I got to take our time right now just to acknowledge, amen, my Lord and Savior. Acknowledge who he is and what he has done for me. Praise God. Amen. Lord, I just thank you right now. I thank you for this service on today, praise God. Lord, I pray that it be of a sweet-smelling savor to you, Father God. I pray, Father God, that every word that's said,
we're laying on good ground in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I know right now that you are in full control.
Yes,
and Lord, I just thank you for it right
now.
Father God, I pray over over my sister's family.
Yes, yes.
I pray right now, Father God.
Strengthen her, Father. Strengthen her.
That as I preach this word, you give me strength to make it through it.
Yes, strengthen her, Father.
And I thank you for it right now, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to be coming, amen, from Acts 12. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 12, and our main scripture is going to be Acts 12 and 11. Amen.
Okay.
Glory to God. His grace, this topic today is His grace. Amen. Will carry you from bondage to freedom. Amen. Hallelujah. Something that you don't deserve. Amen.
Right.
Let's think about what we really deserve. Glory to God. If you think about your life, come on, amen, and how you treated people, glory to God, in your past, and the lies that you told on people, and the games that you played with people. If God was to really give you what you deserve, where would you be? Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. But we're going to find out today, amen, that by His grace, even though we deserve the penalty of death, glory to God, He will bring us, amen, to a place of freedom. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. We read it today, praise God, starting, praise God, at verse 1. Praise God. Amen. Again, Acts 12 and 1. It says, now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. Amen. Herod, praise God, amen. He was on a mission, praise God, amen, to come against the church. Come on, amen. He was on a mission, praise God, amen, to upset God's people. Glory to God. Now, I want to help you with something, praise God, amen. We are living in a world, praise God, that's on a mission, praise God, to upset the church. Amen.
Yes,
that's on a mission, praise God. See, some of us think, praise God, the things that's coming against our lives, praise God, is about us. Glory to God. But let me tell you something. Amen. The enemy, amen, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes,
and guess who he wants to deal with? He wants to get to who God loves. And guess who God loves? He loves you. Amen. So since he can't get to God, guess who he come after? He comes after you. Come on, I just want to help you today. Herod, amen, was after, amen, the church. Why? Because he wanted them vexed. He wanted them upset. He wanted them irritated, glory to God. He wanted them so focused on what he was going to bring at them, praise God, so they take their eyes off God. Come on, amen. In this season of your life, you may be going through some things. Come on. Some things may be hitting your life, praise God. But I dare you to keep your eyes stayed on the Lord. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Herod, praise God, amen, had made it, amen. It goes on to the verse. It said he killed James, amen, the brother of John. He had already took out James. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. And he saw that people, that it caught people's attention, praise God. So he said, let me go and get Peter now. Come on, amen. Some of y'all, praise God, said, why is people always coming after me or coming for me? Come on, hallelujah. It ain't got nothing to do with you, glory to God, hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you this morning, it don't matter who it is or what it is coming after you, glory to God. As long as you stay covered by the blood-stained banner, glory to God, there is nothing that this world can do to you. Come on, amen.
Amen, amen.
But the word of God say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Amen.
Glory to God. So whatever, amen, that rises up against me, praise God, it will not prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It goes on, amen, hallelujah, to say, and because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of the unleavened bread. Amen, hallelujah. And when he had apprehended him, he apprehended him, he caught him. You say, what this got to do with me, praise God? Sometimes you will get caught up. Come on, amen.
Talk about it.
Sometimes you will get caught up in a
backsliding
situation. Sometimes you will get caught up and your enemies may look like they have gotten, amen, the best of you. I just want to help you today, praise God. Peter, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Had got caught and Herod was on a mission that Peter knew nothing about. Come on, amen. Sometimes, praise God, you want, I tell my husband this, praise God, amen. When people get on the phone with you and get to talking, it's because they had a conversation before they called you. You just, Lord have mercy, you just catching the tail end of it, glory to God.
Right.
Somebody mad at you, you don't know why they mad. They ain't mad at you, praise God. They mad at another situation. They mad at something going on in their own lives. But guess what? They want to take it out on you. Herod wanted to take out, come on. His vengeance, his plan on Peter. Come on, amen. But I want to help you with something, praise God. I want you to get it in your spirit, praise God. No matter what kind of bondage you in, glory to God, no matter what kind of situation you in or what comes against your life, you got to understand that your next step is going to be victory, glory to God.
Yes, the text
said, praise God, amen, he apprehended him. He put him in prison and delivered him into four quaternions. Quaternarians, amen, y'all just pray for me. He delivered him into the hands of the soldiers, glory to God. Let's just keep it there, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them, amen. Let me tell you something. Herod knew he wasn't just messing with Peter, glory to God. Herod knew he was messing with God. See, some of y'all don't understand the reason why people come so hard for you. Come on.
Amen.
They come after you, glory to God, to try to break everything down in your life because they understand who you serve.
Right.
So they know if they're going to come after you, I heard my daddy say, if you're going to pull a gun, you better kill me. Come on, amen.
Yeah,
so that's how the enemy is. When he come after you, he going to come after you with all he got. Come on. That, like they say, with guns ablazing, he going to come after you. He going to mess with your emotions. He going to mess with your family. He going to mess with your finance. He going to mess with everything, glory to God.
Amen.
You got.
Everything you got, he's coming
at. Let's look at Job. Come on. The Lord say, have you considered my servant, Job? Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Have you considered him? Glory to God. Watch this. So they put it, he threw him over there with the soldiers, with four soldiers. Watch this. To keep him. Intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. He said he's going to do what he's going to do with Peter after Easter. I'm gonna take care of him. I'm going to handle it after Easter. My God. Hallelujah. Watch this. Praise God. Amen. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But watch this. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
Amen.
My God. Amen. Can some of you say, I can still hear mama praying? Come on, amen.
Yes,
I can still hear grandma praying. Come on.
Without
I can still hear my pastor praying. I can still hear my apostle praying, glory to God. Somebody prayed for me, glory to God. Had me on their mind. Took the time to pray for me.
Yes.
Without ceasing. They didn't stop, glory to God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. See, y'all want to get friends that make you look good. You better get some friends that can pray you through. You better find somebody that got a connection with God. Lord, have mercy. Because guess what? The weapons are going to be formed against you.
Yes. Talk about
my
it.
My God.
Amen.
It says, but prayer was made. I got to read it again. Without ceasing, glory to God, of the church unto God. For who? For him.
For him.
Lord, have
Amen.
Mercy, Jesus. How many of you ever been in a situation where you don't need nobody praying a general prayer? Come on. You need them praying especially for you. You need them calling out your name, glory to God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody don't understand where I'm coming from. They say the church. The whole church was praying without ceasing. Come on.
Amen.
Night and day. Amen.
Power.
I believe my husband spoke on the blessed man. Glory to God.
Yes.
He meditated on him day and night. Come on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want somebody praying for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. That every time I see them, they're speaking in tongues. Come on. Amen.
Every time
I see them, they got a word from the Lord.
Because
guess what? Glory to God. I know, hallelujah, they speak in his face, glory to God. And it's going to be some times in my life, praise God, where my strength ain't going to hold up, glory to God. I'm going to need, hallelujah, a backup generator, glory to God. The light's going to go out, glory to God. And I'm going to need to plug in, glory to God. I want to plug into a source, glory to God, that I know got some power, glory to God.
Yes. I'm going to need him.
I'm going to need it.
Yes. Amen.
And when Herod,
thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Lord.
And when Herod would have brought him forth, glory to God.
Look at this.
The
look
same
this.
Night, Peter, between two soldiers,
yeah.
Herod was headed Peter's way. My God. Somebody that made you a promise that they're coming after you. Come on, amen. Somebody said, praise God, you got to be at the courthouse to turn yourself in. Come on. Oh, Lord, have mercy. This day you're going to be sentenced, glory to God. Somebody said, glory to God, you got a court date set, glory to God. Somebody said, I'm coming for you. I'm going to meet you at your house, glory to God. And when I get there, I'm going to, oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, glory to God. Somebody you broke up with, glory to God. Just start scandalizing your name, glory to God. Somebody got vengeance out against you, glory to God. And it's coming to the day where they said they were going to show up and show you who they are.
Yes, yes.
Oh, glory
yes,
to God.
Ooh.
But watch this, Peter was sleeping. My God. He was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. Come on, amen. Oh, he was bound up. Come on, amen. Some of you bound today, glory to God. You can feel it, glory to God. You can't move to the left. He was bound
yes.
between two soldiers. You can't move to the right. Come on, amen. You can't get loose, glory to God. You feel like you're trapped, glory to God. I'm here to tell you today, glory to God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. God don't care how difficult you think it is but to come out, glory to God. He got a plan, glory to God. Peter was between a rock, hallelujah, and a hard place,
yes,
glory to God.
Yes,
he
yes.
was stuck, glory to God,
yes.
in the middle, glory to God. Some of you right now are stuck, hallelujah, in the middle, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, God is able.
Yes, yes, he's able.
My
Amen.
God. Watch this. It said he was bound. He wasn't just trapped. Come on.
Right.
He was bound, glory to God. Hallelujah. And it says the keepers before the door kept the prison. Watch this, amen. He wasn't just between a rock and a hard place, glory to God, bounded with two chains, glory to God, but they even had somebody on the door. Come on, amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Glory to God.
Make it show. Make it
why?
Show. Didn't go nowhere.
Let me tell you why people, oh, I'm going to say it again. Why they come after you so cold-blooded? Because they know the God you serve. My God, hallelujah. Peter wasn't worried. Come on. Peter was asleep.
Yeah, slumber.
Come on.
Slumber.
You ever had peace in the midst of the storm?
In the midst of the storm.
You
amen.
Ever, amen. You ever, everything look like it's falling apart all around you? Come on, amen. And you still able to get a good night's sleep? Why? Because you know that your Redeemer lives.
Yes, yes. Talk about it.
My God. Peter was asleep. Amen. Hallelujah. Watch this. Praise God. And it says, and behold, the angel of the Lord came
yeah,
upon him.
Yeah.
Amen. And a light shined in the prison.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Some of y'all, amen, waiting on the light. Amen.
Yes, yes,
you waiting
amen.
On God to go ahead and shine the light. Glory to God. You waiting on God. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you, he's on the way. Amen.
Hey,
the
amen.
Angel came to Peter. Amen. And the angel didn't show up, amen, by himself, amen. The light came in as a representation of the power of God. Come on, amen, hallelujah. How many of you need the light
yes,
to show up
yes,
in your house
yes,
today?
In your household, yes, yes.
To show up in your relationship today.
Yes, yes.
To show up in your finances today.
Today,
the
amen.
Bills are due. What it's saying, don't know where the money's coming
amen.
From. Amen.
Man,
the light bill is due.
Him,
oh,
Father.
Come on.
Touch
like
him,
the singer says, amen. Baby need a new pair of shoes.
Touch
amen.
Him,
yeah. Telephone disconnect. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Waiting
yeah.
on your next paycheck. Glory to God.
Ooh.
Oh, you need a light right now in your
yes,
house.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Need you, Father. Yes, yes.
The amen. Angel, amen.
Amen.
Of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up. Come on, amen. Saying, arise quickly. Some of y'all, praise God, amen, got to understand you're going to have to get up and do what God tell you to do. He
right
said
now.
He told Peter, get up now.
Quickly.
Get yourself up now. Oh, and Peter got up quickly, glory to God. Come on, amen.
Watch
when
that.
God tell you to move, you got to move quickly, glory to God. You can't be sitting there waiting on, amen, for proof, glory to God. You waiting on somebody to confirm it, glory to God. When you in an abundant situation, glory to God, God
yeah.
gonna give you instruction, glory to God. And you got to get up. We ain't got time for you to pray and seek God and for faith. Right now. Amen. And his chains fell off from his hand.
Yes,
glory to
yes.
God. They hit the floor. Come on, amen. Now, all this is happening. Now, I got to help you with something. All this is happening while he's in prison. All this is happening while somebody on the door. All this is happening while soldiers right around him. You got to understand something. God will move, praise God, while everybody watching.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
God,
yes.
Have mercy.
Right in front of him.
God will move when your enemies are right up on you. God will move when that situation then got you so bound, praise God, that you can't even think straight.
Yeah.
Come on, amen.
Which way to turn?
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
And he shows up.
He shows up. Says his chains fell off, amen, from his hand. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself. Get yourself ready.
Look at that. Look at that.
Get everything that you need. Get your
stuff.
Gird yourself. Get your husband. Get your wife. Come on. Gird yourself. Lord have mercy, Jesus. And it says, put your sandals on. Get your shoes on. We about to travel.
Because
I couldn't imagine, glory to God, some of y'all saying, what I need to put my shoes on for? I ain't got nowhere to go.
Oh, no.
Come on. Peter said, well, but Peter, amen, knew that the church had been praying. Come on, amen. You got to know that God, amen, is on your side. He says, oh, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, glory
yeah.
to God. If God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. What you waiting on? Get up. Put your shoes on. In other words, get yourself ready. It's time to move.
Yes.
My
did.
God.
Look what Peter did.
Look what Peter did, amen?
And so he did.
It says, and he said unto him, cast thy garments about thee and follow me. Put your clothes on.
Obedience.
See, some of y'all be, we going to run. Let's go quick. We ain't going to leave everything. But let me tell you something. When God deliver you, come on. Hallelujah. When God taking you out, when God getting you out, come on. You ain't going to suffer loss. Come on. Take everything you got. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of y'all, praise God, God done bless you with more than enough. Come on, amen. Oh, you scared what the devil going to take. The devil can't take nothing, amen, because he didn't give it, amen.
Amen.
I'm just trying to help you. He didn't give it. Let's look at this thing, amen. He's saying, follow me. The angel say, follow me.
Follow me.
Brother James, follow the angel.
I'm going. Let's
come
go.
On. I'm not going to follow my anxiety.
Right.
I'm not going to follow my fear. Oh, come on.
Follow the angel of the Lord.
I'm going to follow
the angel
of the Lord. Watch it.
Yes.
It says that he went out and followed him. Oh, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he had saw a vision.
Yeah.
He didn't know that it was really happening.
Yeah, he thought it was a dream.
Sometimes God moving in your life, you can't believe it's happening.
Yes.
It's like when people say, I got a lot of money and I was scared I was going to die before I got a chance to spend it. Come on. Come on. Peter say, this ain't real. Peter got up, got dressed, and followed the angel. Sometimes you got to let your faith carry you. Come on,
yes.
Amen. Sometimes you can't let your common sense get in the way. Come on, amen.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to just let go.
And let go. Yes.
Now watch this, praise God. So he just followed the angel out of faith. Amen. Just didn't think it's real. Let me just go. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just a vision. Watch this. When they were past the first and the second ward. Now Peter looking, he's like, wait a minute. I know these places. Hold on.
Right.
Come on. Amen. See, some of us, you are already on your way out. Come on. But you ain't paying no attention to where you're at. You ain't paying no attention to God moving. Sometimes you just got to stop, look around you, and see the blessings of God. You got to stop, amen, and let it register. Wait a minute. I think I'm coming out. Come on, amen. Wait a minute. I think God is delivering me. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Peter say, wait a minute, this is the first ward, this is the second ward. They had came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. Amen. It just swung open. I sing a song, praise God, on one of my albums, say, when the gate swing open.
Yes.
Come on, amen. Sometimes, praise God, you need to win the gate experience. Come on, amen.
Yes,
you
yes.
going from place to place, praise God. But I dare you right now to say, Lord, let the gate swing open. Come on,
yes,
amen.
Yes.
In my finances, let the gate swing open, praise God. In my relationship, let the gate swing open for my children. Let the gate swing open for my husband. Let the
yes,
gate swing
yes.
open. I need for you to open the gate. Glory to God.
Yes, yes.
Huh. My God. Hallelujah. A songwriter say, open the floodgates of heaven.
Yes, yes, yes.
And let it rain.
And let it rain.
Oh, send down your blessings, Lord.
Yes.
Let it rain. God want to rain right now in your life.
Yes. Open the floodgates.
Open the floodgates. Watch
yes.
this. Amen. It says the iron gates, amen, in the city just flew open. Amen. Oh, they opened on their own. Amen. And it says, and they went out. It says, and passed on through one street, amen, and forth with the angel departed from him. Now watch this,
yes.
amen. The angel didn't even stay around to get credit. Watch this, amen. God wants, amen, to make you free, amen. He wants you to understand that your bondage that you're in right now is a temporary situation, praise God. And I don't care who thinks they got a hold on you. I don't care who thinks that they can keep you or think that they can. Listen, I'm talking to the battered woman. God just dropped this in my spirit. I don't care who thinks that they can keep you in something. Come on, amen.
Yeah.
God is powerful, amen.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you this, praise God. When that light shine on your life
and them gates,
and them gates swing open,
yes.
you better walk
yes.
on in. Come on, amen. Always,
on
he
through.
Said that he will provide a
yes.
way of escape, praise
yes.
God.
Yes.
He is your refuge. He is
Ooh.
Your strength. He's a very present help in the time of need, glory to God. You
yes.
better access him, glory to God. You better let
My
him,
God.
Amen, bring you into a place of freedom right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes,
can't
yes,
nobody do me like Jesus.
Jesus.
Can't
yes.
nobody do me
yes,
like the
yes.
Lord.
Yes, yes.
Peter
yes.
walked on out into freedom, amen.
Yes.
And when Peter would come to himself, amen, he said, now I know of a surety that
yes.
the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the people of the Jews. Amen.
Mm.
Now I know that God is able.
Yes.
Now I know that God is a deliverer.
Yes.
Now I know Peter had to come to himself. Amen.
Right, right, right. Amen.
When Peter
Amen.
Came to himself, he was walking
mm.
in freedom.
In freedom.
See, God
Amen.
Don't just bring you out of
yes.
a situation. He delivers you from
yes.
the situation.
Exactly.
Come on,
Amen.
It won't return. Amen.
Amen.
It don't have no power over you no
Amen.
More.
No power.
Your past can't hold you no,
no
more.
Power.
What
it
folk
don't.
Got to say about you can't hold you no more.
Watch
the way. Folk
try
to tell you that you ain't nothing and ain't gonna never be nothing. When you understand, Amen, that God has his hands on you. Come on, Amen.
Yes.
And he's bringing you to the gates, Amen.
Yes.
And the gates are swinging open, glory to God.
Yes.
And you're walking to victory, glory to God.
Yes.
You gonna understand, praise God, that your past don't have no power or authority over you.
Thank
you
gonna God.
Understand, praise God, that you are a new
Thank
creature.
You.
All things are passed away, and behold, God has given you a new beginning, a
Thank
new
you.
Start, glory
Thank
to God.
You, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. To
Thank
God
you.
Be the glory
yes,
for the
you,
great
Father.
Things that he has done. He
yes.
makes his face to shine upon us and
yes,
to be gracious
yes.
unto us and to give us peace. Amen, hallelujah. God wants you free. God wants you free today. He wants you free, hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Father.
He wants you free. Yeah, I got to go.
He give you a peace that surpasses all understanding.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for this word, Father.
Thank you, Father God. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endure forever.
Yes, yes.
His peace is with you. His peace is upon you. He has anointed you. He has appointed you. Get up and get out of there. Hallelujah.
Yes,
get up
yes.
and walk to your freedom. Amen.
Yes.
There's not chains that can hold you. They're no longer holding you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get up. Hallelujah. And like the songwriter say, shake yourself loose, glory to God,
yes.
and walk on into your promised land.
Yes.
We love you, praise God. I hope that the word bless your life today, praise God. Y'all
Thank
pray
you.
For me. My friend passed away, and I got to go. Amen. I got to go. Amen. I love
thank
y'all.
You, Father.
Amen.
Thank
y'all
you.
Be blessed. Glory to God.
Y'all.
Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
God. Amen.
Amen.